This is great.
Yeah.
We're already fired up. Hello, everyone. This is the Diclomats. My name is Miles Jackson, and my sweatpants-wearing friend over here, his name is Martin T. Barclay, a.k.a. Lazy-Ass Conqueror, a.k.a. The Flock.
The Flock?
The Flock. Lazy-Ass, yeah, Lazy-Ass Conqueror.
That makes no sense.
That is your Wu-generated name.
My Wu?
Your Wu-Tang generated name.
Oh, my Wu-Tang.
Your Wu-Tang generated name. Yeah. You heard of the story of Childish Gambino, eh?
No, what story?
You know, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, yes. That's how he got his name. He put it, and he was drinking with some friends in college and put his name in a...
I just learned a pointless fact that I'll probably remember forever.
That's because that's your name, Lazy-Ass Conqueror.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take it.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty pumped. Lots of stuff going on. Got a new job. Filmed a commercial a couple weeks ago, which is pretty awesome. Commercial for Dodge Ram. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you driving it?
No, I was not driving
it. What
were
you doing? Explain this. This is cool, man.
I'm friends with
a celebrity.
I'm not. I can't really give away the spoilers. There's spoilers in commercials.
Is this a Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, no. God, no. This is not a Super Bowl commercial. It's definitely not the Super Bowl of commercials either. It's just a Dodge Ram commercial. But it was fun. It was fun.
There you go. Were you wearing jogging pants in them?
No, I was not. I was wearing khakis, which the wardrobe had to supply because I don't own a pair of khakis.
No.
I'm not a khakis guy. And these aren't sweatpants. They're just comfortable house-wearing pants.
Well, we won't... see your girlfriend wearing those around the house, will we?
I hope not. If she knows what's good for her.
Okay, yes. Well, welcome, everyone. I don't know if we talked about this beforehand, but we had a listener who wanted to want us to do an episode about the five love languages.
I hate that listener.
Do you hate Well, no, you don't.
I'm joking.
No, you don't.
I'm joking.
We love all our listeners. And that's what we're doing our show on today. We're doing it, The Five Love Languages. It's a very popular book, actually. If you don't know about it, you're going to learn about it today. And I think a lot of people subscribe to it. A lot of people should subscribe to it, although you differ. Your opinion
differs
from that.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll briefly just get into what the love languages are. I think it's a very good thing to go off of, and we'll, I don't know, if you got anything else to add to it, we can. If not, we'll talk some shit,
we're
talking about the five love languages, not to be confused with the 5-point palm exploding heart technique.
What the hell is that?
Oh, sorry.
Is that CPR?
No, it's a... Because
I can't do that
it's
either.
It's a Quentin Tarantino Kill Bill reference. So
oh, yeah.
Of course you would.
No.
So The Five Love Languages is a very popular book written by Gary Chapman, 1992.
It's that old?
Yeah.
It's that old. I thought it was older.
1992,
Like maybe like early 2000s or something.
So the
clearly I did my research.
No, you don't have to do research. That's what you got me for. Basically, the five love languages is that we all appreciate these love. There's five love languages. We all appreciate them, but each of us feels most loved by one or two of them.
Yeah.
I'm two of them. We'll get into it. We'll start off with.
Hold on. Did you take the quiz?
I didn't take the quiz.
You can't know for sure. You can't know for sure until you take the quiz.
I've read the book. Have you read the book?
Of course not.
No, you don't even know if you've listened to our last episode. the listeners would know that you don't even know what your girlfriend's love language is.
I'm pretty sure I can take a good guess.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Well, we will go over the five
love
languages. Who cares?
I'm joking.
Martin T. Barclay.
I'm joking.
The first love language, if you're familiar with this one, is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Words of affirmation. So verbal compliments or words of appreciation. Like, for example, Martin, you look sharp in that suit.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
I'm just saying, for example.
Oh.
You look sharp in those sweatpants. Well, you don't. That's why I wouldn't say it. But, you know.
Thanks. Great guy.
Martin, you can always make me laugh.
That was not funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just giving you words of affirmation.
I absolutely hate words of affirmation. I think
you don't like you don't like people. People say nice things to you or about you.
It seems so lame. But continue.
You're really an odd cat. I didn't know that before.
I am.
I know that now. I think you like this. I know you like this one. Acts of service.
I can appreciate acts of service. Depends what kind of service you're talking about.
So that's doing things you know that your partner would like you to do. Cooking, vacuuming. I know you would like that. Picking up a prescription of something for Viagra, for example.
the blue pill. You know what? Acts of service are nice, but when it comes to like household chores, you're really just being an adult and doing your household chores. It's not really an act of service. I think that's, and again, I haven't read the book. I've just read a lot of reviews from what people have said.
You're one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm a Gary Googler?
Gary Googler? Gary Googler? Is that what you said?
Googler.
Gary Googler?
Googler.
No, Gary Google.
Whatever.
Gary Googler?
Same shit.
Not really.
You knew what I was talking about.
Okay, we'll get into how much you hate it afterwards, and we'll go over the five love languages. We're only two in, Martin, so in this episode should only be, you know, less than a few hours. And receiving gifts is no specific order, but that's our third love language that we mentioned.
Receiving gifts. I know receiving gifts for you, I mean, that could be something as small as a book. Because, you know,
it should be something small. Usually it's something you can hold in your hand where your partner knows you're thinking about them.
Yeah, well, let's move on.
I don't actually like gifts. No, I don't like gifts.
But really?
That's not my love language. Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right.
So there you go. And the next one is quality time.
Ugh, Jesus. Yeah. Talk about
quality time. So undivided attention. That doesn't mean like, oh, you know, we're gonna sit next to each other and watch Friends or watch a hockey game or something. You know, that's your undivided time or undivided attention, right? Does that make sense?
Barely, but continue. Barely.
And the last but definitely not least, love language: physical touch.
Ding 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 ding.
Holding hands.
Oh, never mind.
Kissing, embracing. Making love.
Embracing.
Cuddling. I don't know. How do you want to say it?
Embracing sounds so weird.
You're so negative. You're so negative.
I'm a negative Nelly today.
So those are the five love languages.
Yeah.
And you said you have an issue. You said you have an issue with the love language. It's very popular. A lot of people subscribe to it. A lot of people believe in it.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And I see where the author is going with it. I just don't think knowing what your partner's love language is all of a sudden just gonna like fix your relationship.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
It's not about fixing. It's about understanding your partner, Martin.
You know, I think there's other ways to understand your partner. I think this is absolute nonsense. I mean, it's so broad, like, oh, quality time. Like, oh, no shit. You want to spend quality time with your partner. Wow. I can't believe it. That is brand new information.
It's not new information, but it's just understanding that that is their language and that is where they feel most appreciated is when you're spending quality time with them as opposed, because you could be like, because you could give them gifts. You could be like, oh, well, hey, I'm buying you flowers or, you know, I'm always taking you out for dinner. You know, like spending time, but it's more about the quality time, like the one-on-one time, right? So it's you're right. It's not groundbreaking that people like these things.
I think all these five love languages, I think they can actually be said for everyone. Like, everyone likes to, if you're, again, if you're in a, you know, somewhat healthy, loving relationship, everyone wants to receive some type of gift every now and then.
I don't.
Really? So
no birthday gift, no Christmas gift? I don't care to get gifts. I was
really not even like, oh, I ran out of sponges to clean my dishes, and she gets you a sponge. You're going to be like, I don't want this. Take it back to the store.
Everything doesn't revolve around
I can get my own sponges.
Everything doesn't revolve around No, I'll give you an example. I had an ex-girlfriend, and she would always buy me gifts. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, it could be a t-shirt. It could be, it doesn't matter what it is, but she would always buy me gifts, but it didn't make me feel any better. It didn't make me feel more loved. It almost felt fake.
Okay.
And it almost felt fake, right? And my love languages, there's two of them, and it's physical touch.
Shocking. A man that likes physical touch.
I don't like, but it's not quality time. Definitely not quality time. or receiving gifts or even acts of service, but it's physical touch and words of affirmation.
Okay.
For me, right? And that's it. The other ones I could honestly throw out. I mean, they come like acts of, yeah, if someone bought me sponges, I guess. I mean, I guess I'd appreciate it. Oh,
it's a gift.
Oh, hey, we were out of sponges and you bought sponges. Cool, bud.
Yeah, but it's a gift.
It's a gift. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
She noticed you're out of sponges and she bought you sponges.
It's a gift. Yes, but it's not my love language. It's just.
Well, I think on a broad spectrum, all these can be said for a lot of people. Like, again,
yeah,
for the most part, you know, obviously not you, but for the most part, I think people generally do like to receive a nice gift every now and then. Not every day, you know, not even every month, just every now and then, a little small token of appreciation.
Yeah.
Again, if you're in a somewhat healthy, loving relationship, yeah, you're going to want to spend quality time with your partner. It's not exactly rocket science here. Words of affirmation. Hey, say nice things to your partner when you can. Gee, thanks. Thanks, buddy. Acts of service. Again, in a lot of the reviews I read, you know, the author talks about, you know, acts of service around the house, like, oh, doing laundry or vacuuming or this and that. Like, no, you're a grown-ass man or woman.
Grown-ass man.
You know what? You should probably do your household chores. Very simple. It's basic stuff here. And physical touch. Assuming you're not asexual, you're probably like physical touch.
Some people don't.
Sweet lovemaking, in the words of Miles Jackson.
But some people, it's not second nature for them. It's honestly like they don't come. And I'm not saying that I come from a family that hugs and kisses and touches or whatever necessarily.
No, probably not.
For some people, it's not second nature, and I like physical touch. Doesn't mean I'm going to be, you know, holding hands and skipping through the malls. I don't know, but
I should hope not. If I saw you doing that, I would think there's something seriously wrong with you.
Well, there's a lot seriously wrong with me.
So I
know this.
I did this quiz a couple years ago, and I should have done it again to see if my results changed. But so my primary love language is physical touch. Shocking.
That is shocking.
Yes.
Physical touch?
Well, probably in the forms of sex, because I really I really don't care for much other physical interaction.
So that's not physical touch.
There's plenty of touching going on, bro. Plenty of touching.
You're just this world, man.
Then, surprisingly, I had a tie for my secondary love language. It was quality time and words of affirmation, which I was shocked. Words of affirmation.
I don't think it's shocked, because I've seen you walk through a bar when you're done to the nines, and they're like, "Wow, nice suit, buddy." You're like, "Thank you, very much."
Yes, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
No, it doesn't. Love it. You love it.
No, I appreciate when someone can go out of their comfort zone and say, "Hey, you know what? I like what you're wearing." I can appreciate that, but too many compliments, I don't like it. I really don't like it.
You're you don't dress like the average person though, Martin. So you're gonna get.
And I know that, but that's also a reflection of my personality. You know? I'm not gonna downplay my personality. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. So I've learned to accept that. Hey, sometimes people will send a compliment my way, so I just say thank you.
Dude, you're in a Dodge truck commercial, man. You're a quasi-celebrity.
I'm not a quasi-celebrity at all. No. I'm pretty sure one of our other friends said that one time. So yeah, Martin's kind of a quasi-celebrity. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're in a Dodge truck commercial, man. You're like one blockbuster away from being Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. Dodge and Lincoln. I mean, those are two completely different brands. I mean, I wish I can sell Lincoln cars. I wish, bro. Oh,
maybe you can.
But, God. So yeah, I was surprised because and it's funny. It's funny how you said, I mean, you didn't come from a family that like was like all like lovey and huggy and stuff like that. Cause I didn't either. I think I hugged my mom once. I don't think I've ever hugged my dad. Actually, no. Maybe a couple times. We never said we love each other. That doesn't happen. And quality time. And we never spent any quality time together. So I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. I never received gifts.
And, you never received gifts as a kid?
Well, for Christmas and the occasional birthday.
It's all adding up right now. Why are you such a tortured soul?
And acts of service. No, I was the one providing acts of service in terms of household chores.
Yes.
When I was a kid.
I bet you were.
So a lot of this is bullshit.
It's not. Martin, it's not saying that these things had to happen to you as a kid. This is the love language, and it's not the gospel. It's what a lot of people. You're in sales. You're a salesman. You should know that everybody in business, there's different personalities.
There's
four personality types, and I'm not going to get into that either. But there's personality types, and there's different. In business and in sales, you should appreciate that, knowing that everyone interacts differently. It's the same thing about the love
language. I completely understand that in the business sense, mm-hmm. especially being in sales. I want to make my commissions and bonuses. But from the love language perspective, I want to understand it, but I really don't, just because, mm-hmm. again, I just think it's so broad. There's nothing really specific here. Like, what woman doesn't like words of affirmation? What woman doesn't like
it's to... Not, it's not that women or men don't like... It's not that they like it or dislike it. It's that they have their preferences. That's what it comes down to. It's that they have one that's closest to their heart, right?
Okay.
And so, yes, of course you should do all these things. You're right. Of course. You
know, I'm going to text my girlfriend right now and ask her what her love language is. I'm pretty sure I know. I'm pretty sure it's... Her primary one is...
I can't believe that you don't know it, though.
Well, she tells me all the time. I'm just not very good at the active listening thing.
That's very apparent.
No, I know. Her primary one, I'm almost certain, is words of affirmation, because she tells me all the time, you know, you could say nice things to me sometimes. And then naturally, you know, I respond with some sarcastic nonsense.
Yeah, that sounds like you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much me. That's pretty much me. And then her secondary one, that's the one I'm not too sure about.
But she doesn't have to have a secondary one, right?
Well, you just said that most people have
one. I said that feels loved with one gesture the most.
Okay.
The most, right? Like I also said, yes, of course, all of them. Yeah, no, I mean... When I say I don't ever want gifts, I mean I don't mind a gift here and there.
Really? So we're back to the sponges now.
No, I don't mind a gift here and there, but it's not like if I receive a gift from my partner or anybody, it's like, oh my God, I feel so loved. No, I'm like just like, well, it seems like a waste of time.
So
if you want to give me like a back massage, then you know.
A back massage.
I don't know.
Don't you have health insurance? You don't
I guess I do. I guess I do. I don't know. I'm not spending my money or my benefits properly. Apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Lazy
not.
Ass conqueror. But I mean, I don't know what else we need to say about the five love languages. But if we can talk, we can argue days about it. But I you know what came out in 2006, actually, which is interesting. Gary Chapman. We'll talk about Gary Chapman because he's the author of the five love languages. He came up with the five languages of apology. Yes, he did. The five languages of apology. I can just.
Oh my god!
If everyone could see your face right now.
Oh my god! Oh no, but, Jesus! But, this guy is a crock of shit. This guy.
He was a missionary overseas, and he wrote a book. And
can you repeat that for a second?
The five languages of apology.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, please. Actually, so my girlfriend just responded. Her primary.
You were wrong.
I probably shouldn't say wow.
Weird.
Her primary languages is receiving gifts, and her second is words of affirmation. I got one. She does love a nice little gift, though. I will say that.
And you got her that. You got her that book.
I think that was the last gift I got her.
The witch book.
It was a witch book. But okay. Five languages of apologies.
Of apology, yes.
Dude, just okay, lay it on.
All right, expressing regret. Expressing regret. Many need to see that a person who has hurt us regrets what they have done.
Next one.
Okay. Accepting responsibility. It's more than an apology. It's understanding why and not blaming and not making excuses, saying, oh, Lisa was, you know, nagging me, blah, blah, blah.
Lisa was nagging me?
I don't know. Accept responsibility.
Oh, fuck, that was hilarious.
I'm glad you liked it. All
right.
Making restitution.
This all seems like common sense stuff.
It doesn't
stuff.
Seem like common sense because it doesn't because and this come it, this isn't relationships or any relationship, whether it's sexual or friends, you know, like you can say I'm sorry, but some people don't take that for its word, and you know, like making restitution, so you need to reassure your partner that they're loved. Well, I guess friendship, but I mean, when we're talking about you have to reassure them that they're loved, right? Because you did something, you mucked up, right?
Fine, right?
But not everybody, not like it's different. I'm not saying I agree with it. I just think it's kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, right. You have to say
right? And then genuinely repent. Thank you, Gary Google. Feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing.
And how exactly are you supposed to do that? I mean,
a sincere apology.
So how is that different than a regular apology? Like,
you're basically saying that you would never do this again.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's definitely not common sense at all.
No,
I've never ever seen that ever anywhere.
Yeah. But if you muck up really bad and like some people want to hear that you will never ever do that again. So genuinely repenting.
Yeah.
And then, this is the hardest one that I don't know if I've ever done. I don't think I have. Is actually requesting forgiveness.
Requesting forgiveness? Huh. Actually, you know what? I don't think I've ever asked
that's
for
tough.
Forgiveness
it's
either.
Tough because basically it asks you to relinquish control of the relationship, right? Like you're requesting forget. It's tough. You know, like.
This list, it just sounds like the author just Googled.
Maybe.
Apologies.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
And then, like, he somehow created this list. It seems so fraudulent. Honestly, it just seems so fraudulent. Like, well, I
don't know. The languages of apology is new to me. It's new to you. It's probably new to a lot of the listeners, but the love languages is very familiar and people do subscribe to it. Yeah, I believe it. You're just a negative Nelly.
I'm not a negative Nelly. I'm a realist. I think it's too broad to really be that widely accepted and adopted.
Oh, it should be broad.
I think you gotta get a little specific personally. That's
so is it going to be the five trillion love languages? It's a five love
language. No, I think it's just hard to define in just five aspects. But again, like I said before, like, I also think that just knowing your partner's love language, I don't necessarily think that's going to all of a sudden just fix your relationship.
Oh no, of course it's not going to just fix your relationship, but it is a tool to use in your relationship, Martin. It's not gonna fix it if you've done something wrong or you're not a good match. You're not gonna all of a sudden, you know, like, oh, this person likes receiving gifts, and you're like, I'm gonna get them, you know, chocolate every second day or whatever the hell they like, right? It's not gonna fix it. It's understanding.
So
if you're in a bad relationship, Martin, it's not gonna fix it.
But I also think if you're in a good relationship, like if my girlfriend likes, you know, like I actually personally I do like gift giving, but you know, I'm not really good with the words of affirmation. So we have a good relationship, but I'm not really good with words of affirmation. Does that mean we should break up? No. It's ridiculous. It has no bearing on anything at all. At all. We're good.
It has bearing. It has bearing, Martin.
Sweet comeback. You're... and even like with the, again, with the acts of service, what I was saying before was, and this was from some of the reviews that I read, that it's very outdated, because it also takes it back to, you know, like the household chores and the kind of the woman's place in the relationship and how she's going to really feel love if her husband, you know, does a laundry or vacuums or takes out the trash.
Why is it dated? If an act of service is an act of service, taking out the garbage. I took out the garbage today. The guy can do that. A girl can do that. That's an act of service, and it's simple. It seems simple, and it is simple. But sometimes, if you were somebody who likes an act of service, I think you would appreciate that. I'm not. I could give a rat's ass. If you took out the garbage, I'll take it out, or I'll just let it stay there for weeks. I don't know.
Well, you also don't live with a woman right now, so it's a little different.
No, I kind of do. Just joking. Anybody who's listening who knows anything.
So I guess we're just going to agree to disagree on this one. You really support the five love languages?
I'm more of a skeptic. Many people do.
I'm more of a skeptic. Hey, you know what? It's okay. I'm apparently on this episode, I'm the conspiracy theory guy, and I'm the skeptic. So it is what it is. You know, to all the listeners, you know what? Chime in. You know, send us a message on Instagram. You know, let us know what you think. I mean, is there something that you subscribe to? Do you think Miles is wrong or right? Or do you think I'm just an idiot?
that's probably more the latter.
And if you think I'm an idiot, hey, you know, tell me, let me know why. Let me know why. If the five love languages is something that's actually like helped you in your relationship, I want to hear it, you know, because again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
Doubt.
Yeah. There's doubt.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it for this episode, which is episode 11. Coming up next is episode 12.
Is it? You're wrong now. Next episode is episode 11.
No.
Oh, no, it's 12. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Lucky number 12.
Lucky number 12. And it's going to be things girls hate to hear. So like, we're going to stop trying to be smart.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave it up to the girls.
Yeah. And
the smarter sex.
Yeah. This is an area where we definitely don't have any expertise.
We have no expertise. No. So we're going to leave it up to you. We're going to put it on Instagram. And that will be fun. That'll be an easy episode for us, because you girls are going to write it for us.
Pretty much. And we will comment. And I'm actually just curious to see like how many things that they write that I've said before. That will be the true test.
Yeah. We don't have enough time in an episode for that. No. And probably in the future, after that, we actually want to have some girls on. Some girls with
actually,
us.
Yes. We've been talking about having a couple guests. We have a few options in mind that are local. So
we don't have enough microphones yet, but
Right. You know what? They can snuggle up to my mic. Oh, and with that said, we probably won't have a girl on the show.
I think.
Oh, God. Martin sounds like a creep. Yeah. And for we've been talking about one of our future episodes, we definitely want to, we've been thinking about having an episode specifically where we actually offer up some real world advice to our listeners and to our followers on Instagram. So hopefully we can conquer that in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be posting a lot on our our page and our stories.
What a pressure you're putting on me there, Martin.
Ah, you know what? Hey, you can handle it, man. You can handle it. You can handle it. So watch out for that. But yeah, in the meantime, again, follow us. If you're not already following us, follow us on Instagram at Diclomats. Tell all your friends about us, your colleagues. Tell them to listen in if they want to hear some good advice and sometimes some occasional nonsense.
Yes, good advice.
Exactly. Good advice. Exactly. So until then, everyone, don't miss us too much.
Don't get any on you.